Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads His dear children alone. And some 36 years ago, the Lord placed His omnipotent hand on the shoulders of the most unworthy country boy and called him from his single-row cultivator into the ministry of preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ Jesus. And surely, He has led us safely along and been more than our heart ever had a right to expect. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads His dear children alone. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of the night, God leads His dear children alone. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a sweet song in the night season and all the day long. This album, Shady Green Pastures, is at the request of many precious friends and is our testimony through the many years that the Lord has been blessing the ministries. Over 36 years ago, we took our little old milk cow, went off to Baylor University, and milked our way through school, sick in body, untrained in mind, and with very meager finances, with fear and trembling, started into the greatest future that one could ever hope to have. At the cowshed, 6 o'clock each morning, was the time of prayer and discipline for my undisciplined life. And it was then that the Lord began to give us theme songs, some of which you'll be hearing on this album. This is the first theme song we ever had. Would you be a victor over every foe, conquer every trial in this old world below. Overcome temptations that each day you meet. Keep in touch with Jesus, He will keep you sweet. Many hearts are broken, often aching breasts. Waits the message spoken that will give it sweet rest. You perhaps can bring them joy and peace complete. Keep in touch with Jesus, He will keep you sweet. Would you be a blessing all along the way? Would you be possessing perfect love each day? Just let the Holy Spirit overcome defeat. Keep in touch with Jesus, He will keep you sweet. Keep in touch with Jesus, though the path be dim. Let no cloud nor shadow sever you from Him. Joy or sorrow greet you, friend or foe you meet. Keep in touch with Jesus, He will keep you sweet. The greatest ministry the Lord ever gave us is the radio ministry, known as the Family Altar Program, heard on more than 60 stations daily. These were the theme songs the Lord gave us at the beginning of the program and at the close. One sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the old tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away. For He takes the gloom and fills the light with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. So men today have found a Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them so sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and He dwelt Himself within. For when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are dried away. For He takes the gloom and fills the light with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at his feet and they looked in his face, content in his presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and he made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. Many years ago, a great old Christian gentleman walked in our studio at 915 Park Avenue, Corpus Christi, Texas. He'd been listening for years to the Family Altar Program, which will soon complete its 25th year, on the air daily. And he said, "Sister Frances, would you sound a certain key? I have a little song that I want to sing." And he sang this song. Now everybody's talking about something you can hear as the world passes by. Some are talking about their wealth and their mansions. Others talk about their trouble and their strife. Now I don't know how to talk to a rich man. When compared, I'm a beggar, no doubt. But if you're talking about that old-time religion, well, I know what you're talking about. I like to talk about the time that Jesus saved me, when my poor soul was sinking down in sin. I like to talk about the times that he helped me through the sunshine, the storm, and the rain. I like to talk about the time of his coming. When I see his sweet face, there's no doubt. Now if you're talking about that old-time religion, well, I know what you're talking about. Now if you're talking about the old-time religion, well, I can tell you what you're talking about. About the kind that would make you love your pastor when old Satan would say, kick him out. About the kind that would comfort you in sorrow and would never, never fail to make you shout. Now if you're talking about that old-time religion, well, I know what you're talking about. These wonderful years have not been without dangers, toils, and snares. We've flown a million miles in our plane the last 10 years, landing on a road at midnight, crossing under two sets of cross wires without a scratch. Stood the plane on its nose twice, not a scratch. The motor failed twice, two emergency landings, not a scratch. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times old Satan whispered, there's no need to try, but there's no end of your sorrow, and there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies. And when this old long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this old barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. The City of Refuge, the most unusual city in the world today, is a place where we take alcoholic and narcotic addicts, both men and women. We have beautiful dormitories. We ask them to stay 90 days, and there's no tapering off, no cigarettes, no intoxicating beverage, no pills except the gospel. And the Lord is smiling upon this place. And we have many wonderful preachers out in the world today telling the sweet story of Christ, who've been to this city and been delivered. We offer them the Word of God in love. And this place is in Culloden, Georgia, the most beautiful old antebellum home you've ever seen, with lovely dormitories, 273 acres, two runways, dedicated to the deliverance of men and women that have been to jails, prisons, psychiatric wards, hospitals, all to no avail, until Jesus came in. And this song by Jeannie and Judy is dedicated to this wonderful work. Jesus, only let me know. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. In our 6 homes, 2 for delinquent boys, 1 in the Rio Grande Valley, 1 at Katy, Texas. In our home for girls, located in Corpus Christi, Texas. The home for convicts, alcoholic men and women, we offer them one thing that cures every one of them when they respond. And that's Bible salvation. Sinful am I, and deserve but to die. Filthy rags, these old garments, they must be sinner by birth and a sinner by choice. I'm just a slave, and who can set me free? I have missed the way and walked in total darkness. I have gone the way of sin and misery, having no hope without God in this world. I am lost, and who will hear my plea? Then comes the word, if I'll just be baptized, all my sins will surely disappear. Then says another, I must join the church if I'd find my way to heaven clear. I must wait until I die to know for certain, says another one who lives in dread and fear. But none of these pays the debt of my sin. Of a merciful Savior, please let me hear. For God so loved this old world that He gave His only Son to bleed and die. Spotless was He, Son of God, Son of Man, never stole, never swore, nor told a lie. And yet He bore the wounds of our transgressions. He paid the debt, 'tis finished, was His cry. Now I see, though a sinner far from God, by the blood of Christ I am made nigh. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. As Paul told the jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God, is He that hath made us. And now we are saved, we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Into his doors does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Then God shall not sow, but lays a sheaf which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, but the Lord knoweth where the righteous, but where the ungodly shall perish.
Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want Thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the skies and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, for this I most humbly entreat. I wait, blessed Lord, at thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing, I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Love divine, so great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through tests of time. He, the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sins. Like a dove in hunted frightened, as a wounded fawn was I. Broken hearted, yet he healed me. He will heed the sinner's cry. He, the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sins. In life's eventide of twilight, at his door I'll knock and wait. By the precious love of Jesus, I shall enter heaven's gate. He, the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sins.
Thank you so much for letting us visit with you on this album. And if we can ever help you or yours, please write us at Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas.
So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. To him in my weakness, for strength I can cling. For he is so precious to me. He stood at my heart's door mid sunshine and rain, and patiently waited an entrance to gain. What shame that so long he entreated in vain. For he is
so precious to me. For he is so precious to me. For he is so precious to me. His heaven below, my Redeemer to know. For he is so precious to me.
The Lord is clean, endure. the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, given much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. More to be desired are they than gold, given much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. No one enjoys a time when everything goes wrong, when storms of life assail you and drive away your song. You long for peace and seek the Lord that He will set you free. But you must feel the winds of trial to know the victory. How precious is the glory, friend, when the burden's gone, when God has given victory and filled the soul with song. This moment could not be yours if the storm you did not see. But you must feel the winds of trial to know the victory. The trials we have will make us strong, and this we want to be. And though the test is long to pass, God gives us victory. The storm will pass, will surely pass, though you wait anxiously. But you must feel the winds of trial to know the victory. How precious is the glory, friend, when the burden's gone, when God has given victory and filled the soul with song. This moment could not be yours if the storm you did not see. But you must feel the winds of trial to know the victory. But you must feel the winds of trial to know the victory.
The shepherd called his name. Thank you. is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It's my delight and joy to remind all of our friends that 21 summers ago, we went down the Intercoastal Canal, 40 miles from the big bridge, Swing Bridge at that time, and the lighthouse had its beginning. And then we chose a theme song years later that we've been singing and will sing, still sweeter. Every day, the most unusual choir in the world today is recording this long play album. Still sweeter every day.
To Jesus every day I find my heart is close to drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the golden purple dove. He's all my fancy pictures and his fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows the sweeter than he was the day before. The happy, 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 golden shore. The happy, 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 golden shore.
Of our recordings, and they've been 20 some odd now, with the girls, the Rebecca Melodies, and many of the families and workers, and yet I believe it gives me the greatest delight to pray today over the work of the Lighthouse Boys from the land and from the sea. And may we pray now. Our Father, we thank Thee for the privilege of coming to the studio again and recording these wonderful songs from hearts that have been redeemed from crime and led to Christ. Thank you, dear Lord, for where you brought us from and where we could have been, but for the grace of God. Bless Brother Williams, bless Brother Andy, and all this precious choir as they travel across this country. We dedicate this album to the defeated and the depraved and those that Jesus could do the same for that He's done for them. Evening, morning, and at noon, help us to pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Evening and morning and at noon, will I pray? Will I pray and cry aloud? And He shall hear my voice, He shall hear my voice.
Upon His word. day 37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us so. The Christ who dwells within us is the greatest power we know. He will fight beside us, though the enemy is great. Who can stand against us? He's the captain of our faith. And we will conquer, never fear, so let the battle rage. He has promised to be there until the end of the age. The greatest power we know, then we will conquer, never fear. So let the battle rage. He has promised to be there until the end of the age. We are more than conquerors to Him that loved us so. The Christ who dwells within us is the greatest power.
I know my Lord will see me through.
See what the end will be. God made my vow to the Lord, and I never will turn back. Oh, I shall go to see what the end will be.
I'm sometimes up and sometimes down.
See what the end will be.
But still my soul is heavenly bound.
See what the end will be. God made my vow to the Lord, and I never will turn back. Oh, I shall go to see what the end will be. God made my vow to the Lord, and I never
thank you. His body lay, hear how the mourners cry. If they but knew why the Savior came, Jesus left heaven to die. Come to the cross upon Calvary, gaze on the scene anew.
Can I help but sing His praise? Jesus has said. Christ that I have gained.